breaking news.
What is happening on you?
Wretched boy.
Nerdy Bands.
Nerdy Bands.
Okay, Nerdy Bands.
Nerdy Bands.
Welcome to Nerdy Bands.
Hey, what's good, guys? Welcome to Nerdy Bands. Yo, what a year it has been, man. I have said welcome to Nerdy Bands more than 6 to 7 times right now. It's been a crazy journey. This year has been something that nobody could have predicted, because everything that's happened this year has just been something new for most people. And in all our experiences, one thing I feel we should all be thankful for is the fact that we are alive to experience it in the first place. It's just been an incredible journey. Like, so many people have experienced so many things. Life has been flipped for some people. It went bad for some people, it went good for some people. But yeah, this episode is going to be the last episode for this season. And I kind of tried to capture my experiences and other people's experiences mostly and share it to the world, basically. So it's like different people and how they've reacted to different circumstances and different things that happened this year. So yeah, and if you've been with me through this journey from the first episode to this 7th episode to the 8th episode, which is this last episode, I would like to say thank you, because it's been an impromptu journey, I would say. That I think that's been something that's really shaped my perspective this year. Like, the fact that whatever you want to do, it's all about sitting down, pulling resources together and just doing it. So yeah, let me not bore you guys with too much motivational talk and life experiences and stuff. I want you guys to get into this and just enjoy listening to people talk about how much fun they've had this year, what they've done, what has bust their head this year, just different things that's happened this year and how they reacted to it. So yeah.
God. Oh, I hope fucking it was see, man, bro. The most fun of this year was in Abuja. Yeah, Omo, Voice Enter, Airwaves, at UC, man. God. I see models when I shall guy. Oh, that night was crazy, man. It was crazy, man. It was a hell of a night, man. It went down, like, damn, guy. I was just there staring at those girls and I was like, wow, man, guy, this guy, like, last month, he go lamba, that kind of thing, that he does to be, man. It went down, man. And we cruised all night, and it was dirty. I had fun, it was crazy, man. You know how it is, bro.
Oh, hello guys. Hi, it's your girl Kosi Chi. Did you miss me? Of course you missed me. Okay, so what's the most fun I've had this year? Okay, fun. Okay, the year started off really cool. Then I was stuck in school during this pandemic, and to say I was free and where, you know, it was a student area, not every student actually traveled back home. So honestly, I don't want to talk about how much fun we had. We slept. Sleep is good. We ate all manner of things. We went out, we clubbed hard, we partied, we learned new skills. I mean, we tried to help each other's businesses. It wasn't just all about the fun. It was even also about self development, maturity, and it was everything. The fun wasn't just one day. If I go into details, honestly, we'll not leave here. All I know, I caught cruise to the end. Oh my god. Honestly, the thing I think I accomplished this year is learning how to let go of people, learning that I should actually come first, I should care about myself first, and I also learned that nobody owes you anything. I mean, that sense of entitlement, I really learned not to expect much from people. And I actually realized it's okay when people disappoint you. I realized that a lot of people are going through a lot of things. Or more, I'm grateful to be alive. Honestly, I'm grateful for life. Guys, yeah, this December, I don't know about the deathy, but I think I'm gonna have fun. I mean, catch cruise, you know, anywhere I see chills with my guys, of course, I will go ahead and join them. I mean, I'm open for fun, really. I got vibes, people. Call me, man.
Omo, keep me anon. So, Omo, the most head-busting moments of 2020 for me. Can I speak pidgin? Because I'm going to speak pidgin. So, there was this hangout me and my friends went to at Mahuta. It was cool and all now. Brought our drinks, weed. We were chilling now. So it's like a field, just like a field. Picnic site. So we're having fun. All of a sudden from the bushes, we saw two policemen coming out. Who did you smoke you both for here? That's what they shouted.
Then I also remember something. Do you remember those days when everybody was pretty? I don't know if you did the same thing, Sha, but when all of us were little, where the girls, okay, I don't know how your school setting was, Sha, but my own school, the girls, and we do admire the guys, how they use their urine to spell their name, like Mustafa, you now use your urine to spell your name, kind of like that. So, I have this crazy friend of mine. Since she admired it so much, she now tried to do the same thing. So now, just imagine her trying to urinate and then try to write her name. Her name was Hawa. Yes, that's how it was. Like, she just kept jumping from one place to another trying to write her names. I swear, that was how stupid my friends were. But then, by this time, if you are not laughing, then you have a big problem. Wallahi, your problem cannot be solved right now.
No, the most fun thing I have this year, Tojomo, is actually changing my name from Dagri Kundu Lewi Rose Touch to Bad Boy Touch. Now, the nickname of Bad Boy Touch, man, the most fun thing this year, that after that, man, more busting Vanilla Explorer, from one chilling to another, from one chilling to another, or back to back, based on the COVID-19 server, you know, we all locked down, but we were still chilling indoors, you know, doing also cool, like, trying new things, I swear down, you know, last, you know, Malian, you know, honestly, not too sure about the Malian movement, that kind of thing, the Malian thing, you know. But the COVID-19 no touch with you, you know, anybody will die during this season, the answer is something. Maybe the rest in peace, I swear, we still be able to flex on, I swear that. More to me, I come to this week, to TBC, but this life, my brother, my sister, I know the vex. I swear, even if the person slap you, if possible, turn the right or left, make him slap you. Maybe the vex for anybody, just, you know, allow anybody to spoil you, I don't know what I do, but I said, I'll just be happy, yeah, no, be happy, I think, no, be happy, happiness will show up. No, man, got bad girl, but I know Siva. No, I'm a good bad girl choice, man. It makes me scream more this year, now what I know, see, got bad girl, I know they reach anywhere, I got bad girl anywhere. Be full still, let me touch the ball and so, yeah, well, play with my touch, your father.
Yo, everyone, my name is Leman, but you can call me Man. Wow, the most fun I had this year. Wow, it was beginning of this year, yeah, my final year. Yeah, it was mad, it was epic, man. A lot of events back to back, like balling steady, team steady. Having mad fun, like it was crazy, the bomb. Like I don't think I will ever forget that thing, man. The team balls my head. You know, I see the beat up. What happened this year that made me see Omo? Guy, palliatives. Oh my God, this country don't get joy at all. Like, what the fuck? It's just crazy. Wow, December is always a great month for me. I don't know. Yeah, for me, it's my birthday month. And alhamdulillah for everything so far. Even though the year has been anyhow. But we thank God, God no shame us. And we're happy or healthy. And it's a festive month. So everybody is going to like try as much as he or she can to have fun this year. And it's also going to be a prayer point. There will be a prayer point this month because people don't want to go to 2021 as in facing the same thing they faced 2020. So yeah, December is going to be lit, inshallah.
The bad guy, I better go look for that 100M. At least more reasons, like 100K. This December for make sense, like say tomorrow, do I beg? I better go look for that 100M, I beg.
Yo, what's up now, the bands? This is S to the A to the B to the I, happy boy. Yeah, man, almost the most fun I've had this year is must have been before all this ASU and Corona bullshit. That was February 14th, and then we're having a Valentine's party at my place. Yeah, everyone was high, and then the team was mad. It was mad, man. No reason now. I think the thing I accomplished the most this year was just the fact that I exercised a lot during the whole lockdown stuff. I exercised like a lot, and then got some of those body goals.
Okay, hi. My name is Sadiqa. Okay, so if you're not familiar with the name, it's Sadiq with an A at the end. So it's Sadiqa, but like it's Sadiqa to me. Anyway, yeah. So I think the whole protest, the killings, and everything, like, the Omo times 100, because I'm like, I don't even know how to start, because if I'm going to even sit down, start talking about this thing, we'll talk. But like, it was just terrible. Like, this year is not what we want. It's not what we when 2019, like, you know, people are praying, no, people are saying 2020 is our year. Like what the fuck? Sorry, yo. Like, anyways, the whole protest thing, like the oh god, like there was one I saw that vexed me, that made me hungry, because they have turned us to mumu. They said there was no killings, like the whole, you know, there was a way this man put it. It was like everything was a lie. The bullets we saw, the dead bodies we saw, the life video, everything was a lie. They have turned us to Momo. We have Momos now. Like, what a... Let me shut up my mouth. So, like, basically the whole year, everything is Omo. Like, everything, I'm telling you, I swear. But with God, everything will be fine. That's just it. We should keep having hope. And this Nigeria will be better by the grace of God. We die here. Get out. Because I was like, sis did not even do anything this year. Which is fine. You know, it's fine. It's fine. Okay, so basically the only thing I can say I did was like, I'm learning, not really like someone is teaching, but like on YouTube, which is also something. Learning how to make like this perfume, like the oil. Then obviously me working out, even though procrastinate a lot. Like, I'm lazy. I'm very lazy. So like if I do for like 3 weeks, I'm gonna stop for like a while. So like I want to do, but like I'll be like, I'll do it tomorrow, don't worry, tomorrow. You know how it works, like you will still not do it tomorrow, that tomorrow. But anyways, like in a month I can do it like for like 3 weeks, and then I'll stop till another month. So that's something. I know we'll get there. It's just small. To be honest, yeah, I do really like nonsense. I don't even want to plan anything because basically I feel like why do I sound like also? Basically, I just feel nothing might happen if I come and put my mind, because that's what has been happening. I've been anticipating for a lot of things like since the beginning of this year, and everything has just not been going the way I want. So basically, I'll just leave it to God. I will pray, this is what I want, and if it will work out, that's just it. Well, like I'm planning for a lot of things, which I'm not going to say, because you know I don't want any else. So yes, I think, and please nobody should post 2021 will be my year. 2021 will, you know, it's the year that I prove, because that was all happening in 2019, and 2020 was not even half of what we wanted. So everybody should just leave 2021 and just hope for the best. I swear nobody wants stress. So yes, bye.
This December will just be normal December. Based on the person don't collect this year, or you go stiff leg sounds even as small.
Okay, so I'll just start by saying 2020 didn't pan out how anybody thought that it would. Like, so many things have changed the course of our lives, and I just want to say that personally this year has been quite interesting for me, from quarantine to doing activities during quarantine to keep myself sane. Like, I was more consistent with working out, started doing more yoga, just growth, honestly. Like, on a global scale, there's so much shit that has gone down. But I think that at the same time, it was also a time for us to remember, like, authenticity and individuality, and try to, like, build on that, but also remain empathetic to the entire human race. But, yeah, 2020 hasn't been so bad. I mean, there's times where I definitely thought, like, okay, this can be so much better. But at the end of the day, there has been so much loss that I'm just really, really super thankful to be alive and healthy. Like, I cannot emphasize how thankful that I am. What's the most fun that I've had this year? I've done quite a lot of fun-filled activities, from traveling. I think I went on 2-3 road trips, I don't know. And they were super fun, like the driving and activities after. So this year has been quite fun. What's something I accomplished this year? I think I unlocked a different part of myself, a bigger part of myself that I never really, not that I didn't think that it was possible, but I didn't know how big, right? But I'm just, yeah, I don't know if I want that question answered. Something that happened this year that made me say Omo. And SARS, that was a very turning point for me as a Nigerian. Like, it just showed how much personality that Nigerian youth have that nobody likes to talk about. Especially if you live in Nigeria, you're just meant to keep not reducing, but like, yeah, reducing parts of yourself because you're not trying to offend or annoy. But with the entire protests and the activism, it just shows how much that we are like very, very personable and very together. And that's another thing that I think came out of 2020. Like, we're all tired of bullshit. We're all ready to live our best lives. And that includes being secure and being looked after by people that you, quote unquote, choose to be there. So yeah, that whole experience was an Oma moment for me. Like, like, wow, this shit got really deep. But yeah, I'm so thankful that that happened. Although people, lives were lost, so many lives were lost, and it's always rest in peace, rest in power to those people. But at the same time, I'm glad that that happened because it's only going to go up from here. So yeah, Dirty December. It's clean December. Like, what? It's just hot girl clean December. No, I'm playing. Yeah, I don't know. I don't necessarily have any Dirty December plans. I'm just chilling, honestly. Like, every day is just a chilling day. So, not every day, but like, I don't know what I'm saying. I don't really have any Dirty December plans. Like, and honestly, when I don't think there's a specific time for Dirty, like, what? I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't use that question.
The biggest one I had this year was on my birthday, and it was just funny how the whole day went. Like, I was supposed to follow my parents to go and pay for the land we just bought and everything, but I have to ditch them to go out to DG and Z. They took me to a garden at Osetu. The name of the garden is Calypso Garden. Guy, we really had fun, and before then we went to one place that was very risky. Like, that day actually made me understand that there are levels to whatever you do. Anything that you're doing in this country, there's just level to it. If you are a student and you are rich, you have a different experience. Even if you're as you're in Nigeria, and if you're a student and you're poor, you have a different experience. If you are even jogging and you are rich, you have a different experience from someone who is jogging and is poor. Talking about achievements, it's 2020, so basically we were all locked up at home for a lot of time, but achievements can be anything. So I'll say what I achieved this year is that I actually had a lot of time and enough of time to myself to actually reminisce and think about everything, like in a whole, my life, what I'm doing, what I want to do, and everything. And alhamdulillah for everything, because it has been God all the way. Guy, December should be twice in a year. It should be twice in a year now. Ah, all this bad doom, cannot just save it for only the last 25 days now. December is cool. And you know, just is cold, so all these honeys will be chasing you up and down and everything. I might even be in Lagos on 25th. Like, guy, wait, fellow Bunkoto Tishel and 2020. Like, we all deserve a kudos, man. A peaceful, dirty, sweet, anyhow kind of December you want, you should just get it this year. Abdul Karim here, and keep listening to Nerdy Bands. Big kudos to Musti, man. Thanks for being part of my journey in your own kind of way, man. I see your dreams and I pray you go places. Ẹ máa gbọ́n Nerdy Bands náà, kí ló ń ṣe yín gan náà? Ẹ dẹ́ wá ṣe bí bọ̀lọ̀ tó bá gbọ́n Nerdy Bands tọ̀, sọ fún mi o, kí ló fẹ́ gbọ́?